Rishi brought another edition. But you should read first.
You want us to read in English out loud to you? That we can do.
So much, not so much, perhaps?
No, it's not much. Well, this one.
So much.
This much. But we can.
Not so much.
We can take 2 minutes to read about it. Maybe we should begin by your chanting the Sanskrit first.
Okay.
पुलिन्दगुरुगाय पदाब्जराग श्रीकुङ्कुमेन दयितास्तनमण्डितेन तद्दर्शनस्मरविज तृणरूषितेन लेप्यन्ते आनन्कुचे सुजहौस्तदादिं पडि पूर्णा पुलिन्द उरुगाय पदाब्जराग श्रीकुङ्कुमेन दयितास्तनमण्डितेन तद्दर्शन स्मररुज तृणरूषितेन लेप्यन्ति आननकुचे सुजहौस्तदादि पूर्णा पुलिन्द उरुगाय पदाब्जराग श्रीकुङ्कुमेन दयितास्तनमण्डितेन तत्तर्षन् स्मररुजतृणरूषितेन लेप्यन्ति आननकुचे सुजहौस्तदादि
यु आल्सो वाण्ट् टु hear,
yes.
But you should not hear. The gopis wanted to not to disclose all these things to each other also. That is called avahittha. Avahittha. Avahittha means to not to disclose,
to conceal
their most hurtful things towards Krishna. They were kamatmika. They were kamatmika. And that is why they wanted to conceal that he want to meet Krishna and to satisfy Krishna. That is why they were concealing their bhav, telling the specialities of Venu. How Venu is sweet and how everything of Braja from sthavar to jangam. Understand?
Moving and unmoving.
Moving and unmoving, yes. That is patthar, stones melted and deer parrots, cows, cows, bachhade, calf. They became as a stone, not moving. They bhul gaye. They forget God, forget to drink milk which was in the throat of cows, and they forget to take the grass from mouth to stomach. Everything there. So they were concealing their love towards Krishna, but they were wanting to meet Krishna. So that each other, they should not know their heartial mood. But Nadastada Upadharija Mukunda Gita Avarta Lakshit Mano Bhava Bhagna Veda. In this slope, that is two slope before, in 15th perhaps. It was somehow open. Automatically, they were so much affected by that love, they forgot, and they spoke something directly through these rivers. Rivers have no love. Mansinganga has no love. But they are seeing and expressing that even Yamuna and Mansi Ganga, they embrace Krishna through their heart. Actually, Yamuna River and Mansi Ganga looks like but no sense yet, no consciousness, but they are telling their own things, but by means of these rivers. If anyone, any lady is loving anyone, that is gopis are loving Krishna. It may be in a case that when they are embracing Krishna, or any Nayika embraces Nayak, that is the point you should not I'm fearing. See, when she likes and he does embraces Krishna, then Krishna looks like not affected. He is not going to embrace her, and he looks like aloof. It may be for Krishna. Then they at once become same, and by the same they took the lotus feet of Krishna, they give their head on the lotus feet of Krishna by same. So the rivers, Mansi Ganga or Yamuna or other rivers, gopis are seeing in their heart, because there is a slok in Srimad Bhagavatam,
Sasyakti bhaktir bhagavatya kinchana sarvai gunaistatra samasate sura harava bhaktasya kuto mahadguna manorathena dhavati asato bahi. You know this is Jasasti bhaktir bhagavatya kinchana. Where there is bhakti. And that bhakti is akinchana, niskinchana. Then sarvai gunas tatra samasate. All qualities. Here all qualities of not this world, but aprakrita. Aprakrita, all qualities comes in that bhakti and where that bhakti is. That in that the persons who have bhakti here. So every quality. Here qualities to know anything which is not in front, so much far away, but they can know past and future and everything if they are akinchana bhakti, like Narad, like Chatushan, like Sukadeva Goswami, like something like Sanjay. He had some akinchana bhakti to Krishna, and so Vyasadeva has given something to Sanjay, and he was seeing from a very distant place all these things. We have bhakti, some, but not akinchana. Akinchana bhakti is so powerful that they can know the heart of Krishna also, what to tell others. They can know the heart of Srimati Radhika, Manjari's Lalita Visakha, can know. To know the heart of Radhika is more than to know than the heart of Krishna. Krishna can conceal something, but Gopi can know. Radhika can. But if Radhika is willing to conceal something, it is very hard for Krishna also to know that. Because Gopi has niskinchana bhakti more than that it lives, bhakti lives in Krishna. Understanding something? Yes. There is love in Radhika and Gopi for Krishna. And Krishna has also love and or prem for Gopis and Radhika. But their prem is more than Krishna has. Understand this? That is why Krishna is always accursed, attracted, more than. So Gopis are telling everything. They are sitting under, sitting in their homes and seeing all these facts. Though it seems like that no prem in rivers and Mansi Ganga, but if they are seeing, it may be that there is certainly Krishna prem, because Jamuna is a river, but on the other hand she is Visakha, so she has prem like this. So they are varnan kar rahi hain, they are telling, explaining all these things. So it is right, because bhakti is there. That is mana prema bhakti is there. Not only prema bhakti, but here is madanakya. Madanakya, you know? Madanakya, that is in madanakya. Krishna wants to test this madanakya. And that is why in Krishna Lila he could not test this madanakya bhava. So he came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu having the mood of this madanakya bhava. And then he tested. So Gopis have up to madanakya bhava, prema vaichitya in madanakya. And also What is Bhramar Gita? He told. Prem Vaichitya, also Dijon Mad, and Chitra Jalpa, there are Madanakya. And also something, Mohanakya, Mudanakya, and all other these things. So gopis had up to this. So what they are describing? They are describing of their hearts, of gopis' hearts, and also the things of Braja. They are not telling the most of the clouds, nadis, nadi means rivers, peacocks, and parrots of other places, but they are telling of Braja. So it is fact that also these things have so much mood for Krishna. So they are seeing and explaining. So Purana Pulim, the gopis, at first they wanted to conceal these facts to each other also, but they became so deeply moved, they could not check, and they began to open their hearts. Even they told, they wanted to conceal by that slope before this Grishtva tape bhajapasuna sah ram gopai prema babiddha udita kusumavali bhi sakhyur badhat sab apushambuda atsapattam. But they could not conceal, and they remembered the saubhagya of fortune of Pulindya. Pulindya means Pulinda, Bheel.
Aboriginal.
Huh?
Aboriginal.
Sabar.
Sabar. Sabar tribe. There are tribes. They labor hard for their earnings. They took Sivika on their soldiers. Sivika, you know. Sivika means at first we have seen that the rich persons use Sivika. That is Palaki. They used to go anywhere by Palaki. Where nothing can go.
And Varsana, when they carry someone.
Like so, but not like. And so just they, two and two. In Srimad Bhagavata it is written for
Rahugana.
So they earn something by these works. They can plow, they can do all other things, very laborious. But their wives also do something. They they manage to sangra karti hain. They collect the cow dung.
And perhaps some wood.
Wood from
forest.
And they can sell others. And they can use in their cooking. They are also so laborious. And they were nearer to Govardhan and in Braja. But it is not working?
It is working.
Your attention goes there.
I will try to forget it.
So they have so many chances
to hear the flute of tumi eta niya
jokta
khane kotha oi guli sob today
we're doing hard work but they get a chance to hear
that chance to hear from very far away the sixth sound of bends and also they can meet gopis also and some pulinda kana Srimati Radhika is so udar
liberal
that she can love all these puninda kanya arsavar kanya also and she used them in her services
how
by telling that you should bring flowers you should bring all these things In Govinda Lila Amrita, it is written, you perhaps know, you know, surely you know, your mouth tells that when they are gambling, Radhika party and Krishna party, then Krishna tells that if I will lose the game, I will give my bansi. But what you'll give then Lalita tells anything that you know but when Sri Radhika is defeated then she calls Pulindi my Sakhi not Pulindi as ghrina or anything ghrina means hating mood so call she comes and Srimati Radhika and Lalita Visakha are laughing and very madly tells her to sit down there but Krishna at once knows this fact and Radhika is telling that on my behalf if I am defeated she will give and she also sample is sitting there so Pulindi has also some nearer service to them now these gopis are telling Purna Pulinda certainly these Pulind girls and Sabar girls are Purna here Purna means Purna Manorath Purna Manorath what word
their minds are satisfied
not mind her everything what they want to the extent that this life is successful and by the mood of gopis that successful in seeing and testing Krishna in that mood that we have read here in perhaps the fifth or sixth slok अखनतां फलमिदं न परं विदाम सख्या पशून अनुविवेश यतोर्वयस्य वक्त्रं ब्रजेश सुतयो अनुवेणुजुष्टं जैवानितीतं अनुराक्त कटाक्षमुख्यं दिस एनीवन्स आईज इज टोल्ड टू बी सक्सेसफुल इफ दे आर सीइंग कृष्ण playing on Veena or flute and seeing by the crooked eyes towards gopis, and gopis are chanting Krishna by their eyes, Baldev is going
ahead
and Krishna is seeing being
behind.
But gopis are telling more something. These are for avahitta. Radha and Krishna are both. Radha is doing archana of Krishna and Krishna eyes are archaning Srimati Radhika. That scene, one who has seen, it may be more tasteful things than this also. To look, only gopis Manjari can see. So, Purna Pulinda here, the lives of Pulinda are so successful, more than us. Yeah, how? Who is telling this? Actually, who is telling this fact? Can you guess?
Which gopi?
Who is telling this fact?
One of the gopis.
It may be Srimati Radhika also. It may be that gopi. But who is telling? Sanatan Goswami has also told, Vishwanath Chakravarti has told that gopis are not so less than Srimati Radhika. Jiva Goswami is telling that this sloka is not telling Srimati Radhika. One of the gopis, it may be Lalita Vishakha or Chandravali or any, they have told this. Especially Lalita Vishakha are telling this sloka. Because here Daita Stana Manditena, there is a word Daita. Daita means very dear to Krishna. Pulinda have gone to collect cow dung and all these things, or dry wood. They saw some kumkum on grasses. They became at once full of calm. Daitasana, and they became smararuja. Smararuja means tap. Tap means burning sensation. By kama. It is less and less time more than heat of Agni. They are taking the kumkum and they are what? Lipanti? Rubbing on the mouth, on their breast, on their every body, and they are seeing gopis, but they are in home, but they are seeing all these scenes vividly, and that is why here that they spoke that sloka, yasastha bhaktir bhagavatta kinchana. By the fruit of bhakti they are seeing all these. They are not, we shouldn't waste that they are fractions of Kaya view of Srimati Radhika and all, because this is Narlila. We'll have to consider that
It is Madhur Leela. It is of Braja, not Golok Aishwarya Bhumi. So we'll have to have idea only up to that, which is helpful in Madhur Rasa, not in Aishwarya Rasa. So they have bhakti, and that is why they can know or they can guess. They are saying that they have taken kumkum and they have rubbed on their head, mouth and ear, and the tap came down. Why they are saying that tap has come? Tap means, you know, the heat in their breast, calm, agni, came down. The kumkum, the raj means dust of Krishna feet, and Krishna feet is same. So they are saying that the dust of Krishna feet dust, they are rubbing. It means they are keeping the Krishna feet on their breast and their heads and on their body. And they are feeling that actually we are doing so. Krishna comes and does like so. So that tap means calm tap came down. Otherwise, by rubbing it will go up, because these are uddipana. By uddipana it goes up, not come down. Comes down. It will come down only by sambhog. But we see that they are telling that it came down means Krishna comes and does like so, say they are come down. Then here Vaishnava Toshini means Sanatana Goswami is telling that who is Daita? That she is telling like so. It is Daita means Lalita Vishakha can tell that those who are superior than me, that is Daita. So how you will decide that who is Daita? Anaya Radhito Nunan Bhagavan Hari Vishwara Janno Vihaya Govinda Prito Jam Anaya Daraha. Here Anaya Radhito, all were there, Radhika and Krishna were not there. When they saw the feet, when they saw the symbols of flowers, that here Krishna has done singar of gopi, but Krishna was not there, flowers were there. When they saw the foot, these only, the half portion, deep and not toe there. This is toe?
No, yes.
Not there.
That's the heel.
The gist. Oh, here Krishna has done singar. Then they told that Anaya Radhito Nunam. Certainly she has sucked God, not Krishna here. God here they have sucked. That is why God has arranged that she has become so much near and dear to Krishna that Krishna has taken this lady with him, leaving we all. So she is more and more, most superior than us. So they are telling, the Sakhi are telling of that very Daita. That is for Radhika they are explaining that she must be, that Daita must be Srimati Radhika. Because they will see Tatteshu Jata Charanam Varuham Staneshu Bhita Swanai Priya Dadhi Mahi Karakasesu Tena Atamim Atasitata Vyathatena Kingset Kurupadve Bhramati Dhir Bhavadam Dushamna. You remember this slope from where I am telling?
Yes.
You? tatte sujat charanam varu.
That we feel careful to keep your feet on our breast.
Where? From where we are telling? Gopi Gate. In 21st, no, 31st chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam. Jayati te dhikam janmana praja or tabakathamritam tapta jivanam. Gopis are weeping and telling all this sloka on the bank of Yamuna nearer to Rasasthali. This is the last sloka there. That is why hearing Krishna could not extol himself and became prakat there. He at once came. Tatte sujat charanam varuham tanesu. Radhika is telling that Krishna's feet is so soft and so melodious, so scentful. Scentful means fragrant. More than lotus flowers. That we fear, we do it. But by fear, we keep his feet on our breast so
gently
that no any hardness can he feel. We fear. And by that feet, you walk on the stones very
fast. Pricking.
Huh?
The stones prick his feet.
Prick. And on the thorns there, where cows fear to go, and you run after that. We feel so much sorry for that. So they are telling that we keep, Srimati Radhika keeps the feet here. When he takes the feet of Krishna, there are two ways, two things. One in midnight pastime and madhyanha.
Midday.
At Radha Kunda and in Sanket we see that in when gopis are there alone, then they keep the feet of Krishna at that time and Krishna also enjoys them. So they are remembering this thing and telling that only Radhika is so fortunate to have this feet. But Jiva Goswami is telling that by this Daita words, Radhika cannot tell for herself. So that must be Daita. So Daita are telling, these Sakhis are telling, for Radhika this Daita. It means that gopis are telling for Radhika. But we see that Radhika is also telling like so. Tatte sujata charanam varuham tanisu and all these slokas. Radhika is telling that Daita, these wordings of, it may be of Radhika. So if Radhika is telling, then for whom this Daita word is given there? For Lalita, Vishakha, all. They are not less than Radhika because they are the Kaya Vyuha of Srimati Radhika. So they have also opportunity to have the lotus feet of Krishna also on there. So it is quite right for Radhika also and for these gopis also. Both. But here we see that Radhika is in Madanakya Bhav here. And so he is telling, expressing his idea for other gopis. That Daita Stanamanditena. Here, the Sakhi is telling that, oh, Pulandi are so fortunate
but they are not keeping the force of Krishna directly. Even not kumkum direct from the Krishna feet. This kumkum is on the breast of gopis, Daita. And Krishna, she keeps the feet of Krishna here, and the kumkum comes in the feet of Krishna. And in the morning when Krishna returns to his home, in morning, in somewhat nishant and going, then this kumkum comes on the grass and sometimes somewhat mixed with water from
dew.
Mixing with that, and they become so in affection that they take it and rub on their mouths and everywhere. The gopis are thinking that if he become like Pulindi, we have so much fortunate. Even not Pulindi, if we become Daita, then so much fortunate. But we have no so much fortune that we may become a Daita of Krishna. If not Daita, even Pulindi, we may be in our future birth as a Pulindi, then we are so fortunate. But we see that we cannot be Pulindi. So if we become grass of the land, then that kumkum will come on grass and we will satisfy. But we cannot be grass, what to be Pulindi, and what to be the Daita. So they are so much fortunate. We have come. But we cannot rub that kumkum or have that kumkum like Pulindi, and we cannot be grass also of this braja where Krishna is moving there. So if we die and become grass, and so much fortunate than Pulindi, and so much fortunate if we become Daita, and Daita of Daita is Swayam Radhika. She is telling like so. So that's one. Here, Uru Gaya Padabhyaraj. Not Krishna here in wording. Uru Gaya. Here, Uru Gaya means Uru Gaya Padabhyaraga. Uru Gaya means here, Uru Gaya means Krishna. Why he has told Uru Gaya? Uru Gaya Yati Uru Gaya. Uru means an of singing by flow. Is Uru Gaya. And he calls his Daita by that sound, melodious tone of Bansi. Uru Gaya. Here is a bird. Ghananta Pad Jugalam. Alingan sthagita urma bhujai murare. Murare, there is a word. Here murare some link with Uru Gaya. Who was Moor? You know the history?
A demon.
Huh?
Moor a demon?
No, demon. Past life. He was killed by Narayan. was a very he was a demon. When there is a battle among demigods and demons, Naran took the side of gods and killed so many asuras. Then he was escaped, and he did so much austerities, hard austerities for Brahma. Brahma appeared, and